SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the festival at Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
And hello, everyone, and welcome here to Aberdeen, Maryland again. Rob Dawson on and here for SFMSports.net as we begin day number four of the evening session here at the Cal Ripken World Series. And we are so excited for you to join us here on this Monday evening as we have two international matchups here in the nightcap. Starting out at 5:30, it is Korea versus Australia. And then at 8 o'clock, rounding out the day here at Cal Seniors Yard, it is Japan versus Mexico. This first matchup, though, should be very exciting between the two teams. Australia comes in at 2-0. Of course, a frustrating last year, but it is not frustrating this year for Australia. They have pitched very well to get to this point at 2-0. Korea, after a dominating performance in their first game, fell in their second one to Puerto Rico, and they come in with an even record at 1-1. So right now what we're going to do after all the lineups have been introduced, and we'll get that to you in a moment, but we want to give you to off to the pregame ceremony as they play both national anthems for Korea and Australia.
what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Aaron. The Cal Ripken Division of the Babe Ruth League stresses sportsmanship and fair play at all times. Reading the Babe Ruth Sportsmanship Code this evening and representing Team Australia is number 15, Zach Mansfield.
Develop a strong, clean, healthy body, mind, and soul. Develop a strong urge for sportsmanlike conduct. Develop understanding of and respect for the rules. Develop courage in defeat, tolerance, and modesty in victory. Develop control over emotion and speak. Develop spirit of cooperation and team play. Develop into real, true citizens.
We'll be back in a moment with the start of Korea versus Australia right after this. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros, Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland. Rob Dawson here as we begin day 4 evening session of the Cal Ripken World Series with the final 2 games of the day here at Cal Seniors Yard. The lineup cards are exchanged, and we'll give you the lineups right here. First, for the visiting team on the scoreboard tonight, that's going to be the Republic of Korea. They lead things off batting first in number 13 and playing shortstop Min Park. Batting second and playing right field number 11, Youngwoo Cha. Catching tonight and batting third, number 17, Gunyai Kim. Batting cleanup and playing third base, number 10, Sungwon Lee. Batting fifth and playing second base, number 16, Woo Young Shin. Batting sixth and playing first base, number 9, Jimin Kim. Batting seventh and playing center field, number 21, Jungmin Lee. Batting eighth and playing left field, number 6, Junwoo Park. And pitching and batting ninth, number 19, Dung Yun Chun. For Australia, they are the home team, and they will bat in the bottom half of the innings. Leading off and playing number 5 and playing second base, Travis Bazana. Batting second, number 9, and playing center field, Mitchell Schofield. Batting third and catching, number 11, Zachary Lawrence. The cleanup hitter and playing left field, number 24, Caleb Shepard. Batting fifth and pitching, number 10, Kai Jackson. Batting sixth and playing first base, number 12, Michael Tovey. Batting seventh and playing right field, number 22, Matthew Martin. Batting eighth and playing shortstop, number 8, Ethan Stacey. And batting ninth and playing third base, number 2, Brandon Bada. And we hope you enjoy tonight's game. Of course, Australia coming in pool play 2-0. Korea at 1-1. And Australia in prime position with the top two in each group to advance. If Australia were to win, of course, that would put them in great position for advancing into the knockout round. For Korea, they have some work to do. They would love to have this game and pull themselves within a tie with Australia as we get closer to the bracket play, which begins on Thursday. Well, Kai Jackson, the pitcher, number 10, is warming up for Australia. Australia is going to be in their green and yellow uniforms. They have green on the jersey with yellow sleeves, yellow numbers with green outline around them, green hats and yellow bills on the caps, and white pants for Korea. They're in the white jerseys, white pants, white jersey with blue numbers and red outlining them, red along outlining Korea on the front of the jersey. And they're wearing red socks, most of them, but of course, obviously with the blue helmets and the black and red bills. So we're all set to go here for the 5:30 matchup here between Korea and Australia. So Korea will lead things off here as the road team, and they will send it Min Park, the shortstop, will lead things off. Kai Jackson on the mound, takes the wind and the delivery, and the first pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and we are underway here in the 5:30 matchup. Of course, there's another game going on simultaneously with us. Actually, there's not. The rest of the matchup is done in Nationals Yard, my mistake. So it's just this game here at Cal Seniors Yard. The 0-1 is outside, now the count 1-1. Now here's the 1-1, and that is outside, and the count 2 balls and a strike. The third baseman for Australia, Brandon Bodois, is in at third. The 2-1 is swing and a miss, strike 2, deflected into the catcher's mitt. Very deep playing for Australia in the hole at second is Travis Bazana. So here's Kai Jackson, the righty, the 2-2, and that is inside, and the count 3 balls and 2 strikes. And that was in the dirt, too, but falling on it just in time and covering it up pretty quickly was Zachary Lawrence. So that 3-ball, 2-strike count. Now here's the wind of the payoff pitch, and this one is fouled away by Park. So we'll do it again. So Park doing a good job as the leadoff hitter. And now the shortstop, Ethan Stacey, has moved into the border of the grass in the infield. 3-2 is high, ball 4, so Min Park is on with a walk to lead things off. Saw this Korean lineup do very well in their first game. And now coming up next to bat is Youngwoo Cha. Korea against New Zealand. In that first game, Korea did a magnificent job and won in mercy rule fashion back on Saturday. Park gets back to first in time, so he will now lead off of first. Now Jackson looks back at first, now delivers home. The first pitch is outside, ball 1, showing bunt on that was Cha. Now Part of two international games here tonight. And a stolen base at second as the pitch at home was the ball inside, 2-0. Park takes second on a stolen base. So now a runner in scoring position here for Korea to get things started off with nobody out. For this Korean lineup, too, with so many great hitters in it, it is very difficult to allow the leadoff runner on and a leadoff runner to get into scoring position. The 2-0 inside now, and the count 3 balls and no strikes, showing bunt again was Cha on the hitter's count, 2-0. So now it's 3-0. So Jackson looks back at second and now delivers a 3-0, and that is high, ball four. So Cha gets on with a walk. So 2 walks to start the game for starting pitcher Kai Jackson. And now Gyeonggi Kim. The catcher tonight for Korea, he bats from the left side. So Korea went righty-righty to start the game. Now they have a lefty hitter going up against the righty Jackson. Runners on first and second, nobody out. The pitch is in the dirt. Low, count 1-0. Threatening to take third was Min Park, but got back towards second. So now still runners on first and second. Here is the 1-0, and that is outside again, so Jackson can't find the strike zone here. The count now, 2 balls and no strikes, and now we're going to have a conversation with the Australia coach, Dean Marnell. So as they are discussing here, I want to remind you one more game coming up tonight, that is Japan versus Mexico. And we also want to give you a chance to know about social media. The world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with SFMSports.net on social media. We'll have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews, and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFMSportsNet. So, top of the first, no score. Runners on first and second. The runners fake going. The 2-0 is outside, and the count 3-0 to the batter for Korea, Kim. Gyeonggi Kim. Here's the 3-0, and that is outside. Actually, they call him back. That's a strike, a very delayed strike call. So still alive. 3-1 for Kim. Still has to come back and bat. Was not a walk. So now it'll be a 3-1 to Jackson. From Jackson. 3-1 is swing and a miss, strike two. So Kim swings through that one. And now Jackson has gotten the count to full with a called strike and a swinging strike. That's a 3-2. And this one is lined foul down the right field line. Runners were going on the 3-2. So Kim, the lefty, pulled that one towards the right field line and sent that, I'd say, about three-quarters of the way up the right field line, 205 here at Cal Senior's Yard. Now here's the 3-2. And this one fouled away again. So Kim proving very difficult here. And these Korean hitters are doing a great job of taking pitches. 2 walks already. And Kim fouling off another one to stay alive. And he has a 3-2 count. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Jackson working slowly here. Here's the 3-2, and this one is popped up in the infield. It's going to be a tough play, but coming on at second to make the catch for the first out of the inning is Travis Pizana. So that's out number one. So Kim pops up. There's a little bit of a collision there between Pizana and Stacy, between second and short, but Pizana called off Stacy. Made the catch, one away. Here on the top of the first. So up next is Sungwon Lee, the cleanup hitter. There go the runners, and the first pitch is a strike call on the outside corner. The throw to third, not in time. So Park gets over to third, Cha up to second, and it's runners on second and third with one out. So that pitch, a very delayed strike call again, but that one just hit the outside corner. So now the count 0-1. The 0-1 is a ball outside and the count 1-1. Want to give an extra pause there to see where that was because that was very similar to the other pitch. So now it'll be a 1-1. And this one is hit through for a base hit into right field. One run's going to come in for Correa, and now they're going to send another runner in, and the throw was cut off at first. Correa gets a two-run single by Sungwon Lee, and they have a 2-0 lead. So score run for Park and Cha, and Correa is taking an early 2-0 lead, and there's only one out here in the top of the first inning. Woo Young Lee is up, the second baseman. There goes the runner. The first pitch is a strike called, and there will be no throw. Sungwon Lee steals second. And now, once again, another runner in scoring position, and the count is 0-1. So that one just hit the outside corner. Kai Jackson, a good pitch there. Now there goes the runner again. The 0-1 is inside for a ball. The throw to third is not in time. So another stolen base for Sungwon Lee. And now we have time called by the umpire, who is going over to the Korean dugout. And they're asking the players who were warming up in the bullpen area, I presume, to be get off the field. So now it'll be a 1-1. So runner on third. Here's the pitch. And that is inside, ball two. So that one low and inside, the count 2-1. So now it'll be a 2-1. Here's the pitch. And that one is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count 2-2. And that one looked more outside than the other pitches, but wanted to give a hesitation because of the delayed call we've seen from the home plate umpire. And indeed, it was a strike. Now here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and down goes Lee. So first strike out of the night for Jackson. That's two away. Up next is Jimin Kim. So two away, 2-0 Korea here in the top of the first. Now here's the pitch from Jackson, and that is a strike called on the inside corner, and the count 0-1. So Australia trying to limit the damage here in this first inning. The 0-1 is high, and the count 1-1. Catcher for Australia, Zachary Lawrence, had to jump up, prevent that one from going into the protective netting behind the plate. So now it'll be a 1-1. Here's the pitch, and this one is hit in the air towards deep at first. And coming on and making the catch for the final out of the inning is Michael Tovey, and the side is retired. But not before Correa picks up two runs. They get two runs on one hit, and they leave one. At the end of a half of an inning of play, it's Korea 2, Australia nothing. Australia comes up to bat in the bottom of the first. We'll take a break. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Rob Dawson back here in Aberdeen, Maryland. We head to the bottom of the first inning with Australia and Korea. Korea has a 2-0 lead, scoring two runs in the top half of the first inning. Japan-Mexico, our final game of the night here at Cal Seniors Yard. That's at 8 o'clock, Japan versus Mexico. But, of course, the fun doesn't stop there. Day 5 of the Cal Ripken World Series is tomorrow, and it begins at 10 o'clock a.m. Canada versus Dominican Republic. You can hear that right here on SFM Sports Channel 1. And then on Channel 2 is the Southeast Region versus Harford County. So three international games in a row from now until tomorrow morning. How about that? Go figure. So bottom of the first inning, leading things off is Travis Bezana, the second baseman. And they will be going up against the Korean pitcher, Dong Yun Chun, make that. So now the home plate umpire is going to talk to the Korean dugout again and the manager for it. And they're going to take a look at the catching equipment. And they're going to put the proper helmet on the catcher, Goni Kim, who now retreats back behind the plate. Now he has the proper equipment on, and Travis Bezana is going to lead things off again, going up against the pitcher, Dong Yun Chun. Here's the first pitch, and that one is bunted into the netting, and the count 0-1. So Bezana put that one on the sweet spot, but was just underneath that and popped that one up. Wanted to get that one down. Of course, Chun has proved very difficult to pitch bat against. Now here's the 0-1, and that is inside. And the count, 1-1. Noticing that there is a bunt at first and third, they are in. Actually, third in more than first. Here is the 1-1, and that is fouled away. Actually called a strike by mistake. Count 1-2. Thought I heard some contact there with our wonderful crowd mic, but there was not. So now here's the 1-2. And now here's the pitch from Chun, and that is outside, 2. That one in the opposing batter's box. Bezana batting from the left side, going up against the righty Chun. So now it'll be a 2-2. Here's the slow wind and the delivery, and that is inside of Bezana. That almost hit him in the shoulder. And now the count, 3-2. Bezana had to back away from that one. Now the count is full at 3-2. Now here's the pitch from Chun. And this one is lined and through into a base hit. It's going to get past the shortstop. Bezana makes the turn at first and will hold there. So Travis Bezana is on with a leadoff single. And Australia has everything going here in the bottom of the first inning. In business, as they say. Mitchell Schofield up next. That was a tough play and a tough hop at the end for the shortstop Min Park to make. So, in the absence of the official scoring in front of me, I'm going to call that a single. So, Bezana's on at first. So, the first pitch is a strike to Mitchell Schofield, the center fielder. So, Bezana's at first. Has a small lead at first. So now here's the 0-1, and this one is chopped up towards first on the ground. Flips over to Chun, covering, but he dropped the ball. And now running second and going to third is Bezana. It is runners at the corners with nobody out as Schofield reaches on the error. And I'm going to call that a reach on error by the pitcher. So Bezana's at third, and Schofield is at first. So all of a sudden, Australia trying to match the two spot by Korea. In the top of the first inning. Up next is Zachary Lawrence. So So now first and third, and nobody out. Chun nods with the sign, now looks at first, and now delivers. The first pitch is called a strike on the outside corner, and the count 0-1. And the 0-1 is popped up towards second. Caught. Now throw to second. One on to first. Not in time. So they almost turned three there with the runners going. Actually, that was just one out. They did not need to throw to second. So the run comes in for Bizzano. And the first pitch is a ball on the count 1-0. So now pitch is a ball on the count 2-0. So now here's the pitch, and that is a ball on the count 3-0. A strike on the outside corner. Count 2-1. So a runner on first. Korea has a 2-1 lead now. And this one is chopped up towards short again. Flip to second one. On to first, no. So they don't get the double play. So they're two away. So two outs, and up next is Kai Jackson. So two away, 2-1 now, and now here's the pitch, and that is the ball outside, and the count 1-0. And this one is fouled away, almost hit someone in the shaded area. And they count 1-1. So now here's the pitch, and this one is hit through and into right field for a base hit, but they get the runner at first. It was hit so hard, it was actually an easy play. So ground out, 9-3 on the play, but Australia picks up an important run. And they get one run on one hit, and they leave one. At the end of one inning of play, it's Korea 2, Australia 1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Back here in the top of the second inning, it's 2-1 Korea over Australia. So an exciting first inning, seeing runs by both teams. Due up in the inning for Korea, it is Youngmin Lee, Jungwoo Park, and Dongyun Chin going up against Kai Jackson. Also, one error in the inning for Korea by Schofield. So, top of the second inning, and leading things off, as we said, was Lee on a very cloudy day here in Aberdeen, Maryland. A little drizzle of rain on the way in for me, coming from College Park, Maryland, about 60 miles south of here. First pitch is a strike in the count 0-1. But the rain is held off. It's supposed to be a rainy day tomorrow. Here's the 0-1, and that's swing and a miss, strike two. However, that's the only rainy day that's scheduled. The rest of the week's supposed to be smooth sailing. So that'll be an 0-2. Here's the pitch. That is called strike three on the outside corner. And down goes Youngmin Lee. So second strikeout for Kai Jackson. Up next is Jungwoo Park. So that one is bunted foul. First pitch to Park. So now the count 0-1. So now here's the next pitch, and that is a strike called, and the count no balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2, and that is popped up out of play. Giving a glance at it was the catcher, Zachary Lawrence, the catcher. My mistake. So that'll be an 0-2. Again to Park. Here's the pitch. And that one is low. Count one ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2, and that is fouled away. So now one ball and two strikes now. Kai Jackson getting the leadoff hitter this inning, unlike the first inning. The 1-2 was hit and caught deep in the hole at short for the second out of the inning. So a nice catch ranging over towards the third base side was Ethan Stacy for out number two. So Dongyun Chun, ninth place hitter for Korea. First pitch is inside, and the count 1-0. 2-1 Korea leads in the top of the second inning. So now here's the 1-0. And that one is a ball. And the count, two balls and no strikes. Chun, the righty. It's the righty Jackson, the 2-0 off speed, swing and a miss, strike one. Good job by changing speeds by Jackson, fooling Chun in that one. So now the count of two balls and one strike. So now here's the pitch, and that one is fouled away off the end of the bat. Count of two balls and two strikes. Here's the 2-2, and that is low. And then the count, three balls and two strikes. Base is clear, two outs. Australia trying to make it a 1-2-3 inning. 3-2 is chopped up towards short. Throw over to first, a long throw, but in time for the final out of the inning. So a ground out, 6-3, ends the inning, and Korea goes down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no one left. We played an inning and a half. It's Korea 2 and Australia 1. We'll be back in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland. Rob Dawson on hand here for SFMSports.net. We appreciate you joining us here on this Monday evening. It is Korea 2, Australia 1 as we head to the bottom of the second inning. This is pool play, International Group D, here in the Cal Ripken World Series. It'll be Michael Tovey, Matthew Martin, and Ethan Stacey due up for Australia. And we'll be going up against Dung Yun Chun for another inning of work. So now here is Tovey leading off, and the first pitch is fouled away. And the count, no balls and one strike. Tovey batting from the left side. Fouled that one off the end of the bat. So now it'll be an 0-1. Here's the pitch, and this one is fouled away. And the count, no balls and two strikes. So new baseball is coming in here. A little bit short there for the umpire. So throw over from the first baseman. Jimin Kim back into the catcher. Goni Kim. So now here's the 0-2, and that is swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Tovey. That's a first strikeout of the evening for Chun. And up next is Matthew Martin. So Tovey swung through a high fastball, looked like. Matthew Martin, the right fielder, number 22, digs in from the left side. Or from the right side, rather. Right batter's box was warming up near the left side. So now one away. Chun looks in for the sign. Now is ready. Here's the first pitch, and this one is hit down the right field line. Give her chase and going out of play before anyone can make a play. That was Youngwoo Cha. Give her chasing down the right field line. Let it go. Well into the seats. And the count 0-1, a long strike. So now it'll be an 0-1. Here's the pitch. And that one's swing and a miss. Strike two. Now the count, no balls and two strikes. So Chun, seeing if he can finish off Martin. It'll be an 0-2. Here's a slow line and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Martin. Martin just behind on the fastball, and now there's two away. So two strikeouts in the inning for Chun. Ethan Stacey, batter number 8 for Australia. The shortstop, rather busy first two innings in the field. Now Stacey bats from the left side. Australia throwing up a good number of lefty hitters against Chun, and the first pitch is well outside of the count 1-0. Nobody on base for Australia here in this second inning. So now here's the 1-0. And the pitch, did that hit Stacy? No, it did not. It just went to the dirt. And the catcher, Kim, missed it. That one went all the way down the left field line before it was fielded. It was all foul all the way. So now the count 2-0. Here's the pitch from Chun, and that is low. And the count 3-0. It was down the middle of the plate, but low. So now the count 3-0. Here's the pitch. And that's a strike on the outside corner. Now the count of 3-1 to the lefty, Stacy. Every time there is a strike call, you can hear the drumming of the Korean fans in the background. Here's the 3-1. That is inside, ball 4. Almost hits Stacy, but it is just a walk, and Stacy is on. So Brandon Boda is up at the plate. So Brandon Boda with a runner on first in Australia with the go-ahead run at the plate. Here's the first pitch, and that one is hit right to Chun, and it bounces off of him. Now Chun's going to grab it, and he's not going to have a play anywhere, except maybe third now, because overrunning was Stacy at second. And now we're going to have a rundown, and Stacy is tagged out. And that is the end of the inning. Ethan Stacy, trying to stretch from second to third, was caught between in a rundown. So we've come to the end of two innings of play. No runs, one hit, and none left because of the caught stealing. At the end of two innings of play, it is Korea 2, Australia 1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Aberdeen, Maryland here. Time of the third inning. Rob Dawson on hand here on SFMSports.net for the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series in the international bracket. And leading things off for Korea, back up to the top of the order, is Min Park. And the first pitch is snagged at short. Throw across the diamond. They got him. Oh, what a play. Oh, what a play by the shortstop, Ethan Stacy. Diving over towards third, throws across the diamond, and gets a sliding Park at first. One of the plays of the series so far. So one away. So a ground out, 6-3, put a star on that one. Up next is Youngwoo Cha. Here's the pitch, and that one is fouled away off the end of the bat. What a play on the first pitch. Ethan Stacy playing deep in the hole at short, able to slide and make the grab and throw over to first. The 0-1 is outside. The count 1-1. Give you an update around the tournament today. So now here's the 1-1. This one is chopped up towards first. Fielding it on a hop. Going to be a long run. Do they get there? No. That was the first baseman, Michael Tovey, taking it himself and not in time. He fielded it over towards the second base side of first base, then tried to get to the bag, not in time. And now we might have an injury here of Youngwoo Cha after that hard-earned single. So let us see what his status will be. He is clutching his hand. Earlier today in the Cal Seniors Yard, the first game of the day, Dominican Republic beat New Zealand 7-6 in a thriller. So Young Woo Cha is going to be taken out of the game. And now running for him is going to be number two, Jun Sang Kim. Meanwhile, Australia is going to get in some warm-up tosses here. Dominican Republic over New Zealand, 7-6. Puerto Rico defeated Canada 13-3. They have been rolling. And Harford County, in the game you heard before with Stu Paul, they beat Denver, Colorado, 8-2. Nationals Field, Maryland State, that's Prince George's County, defeated Hanford, California, 9-2. And then Pacific Northwest edged New England 4-3. So we'll continue with that in a moment. Goni Kim is on now with a runner on first. Now faking a throw to Jackson in first is no throw. Jackson came off the mound with those steps coming off of towards first. This is Kim at first now. And the first pitch is a strike, and the count 0-1. This is Jun Sang Kim running for Young Woo Cha, who was injured on the slide into first. So top of the third, one out. Korea has a 2-1 lead. So now it'll be an 0-1. Here's the pitch, and that one is through into right field for a base hit on the ground. Runners on first and second. Almost coming off the bag was Kim at second, but able to get back on. Goni Kim gets a single. Up next is Sung Won Lee, who had the big hit in the first inning, a two-run single. Also two stolen bases in the first inning. So one away. Runners on first and second. Now Kai Jackson in trouble again. Glances back over towards second. Now throws home. And the pitch is low for a ball on the count 1-0. World of difference. Second inning. Jackson a lot of strikes. First and third strikes have been a problem. And now Jackson throws to second. See if they could get Kim. But that play took too long to develop. Jun Sang Kim back in at second. Jackson didn't throw the ball until Stacy was heading right there. Here's the 1-0. And now this one's chopped over towards third on a hop. Throw across the diamond in time for the second out of the inning. Runners advance. So sacrifice for Sung Won Lee, 5-3. Up next is Woo Young Lee, who struck out back in the first inning. So second and third, that is Kim at third and Kim at second. Jun Sang at third and Goni at second. And now with two away, here's the pitch from Jackson. This one is popped up in the infield. Stacy calling for it. And now instead making the catch for the final out of the inning is the third baseman, Brandon Bedois. And that is the final out of the inning. So no runs, two hits, and two left at the end of 2.5. It is Korea 2, Australia 1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to sfmsports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland, and Cal Ripken World Series 2014. I'm Rob Dawson. In the international pool play, with Korea leading Australia 2-1. We'll see if Jun-Sang Kim is going to be in the same place in right field. We'll see that. It looks like he is. Korea had a chance. They had two runners in scoring position at the end of the inning and was not able to get a run across. So Australia, good job of preventing further damage. We also wanted to continue the scoreboard. It was Meridian, Idaho beating Danbury, Connecticut 4-3. And then it was West Raleigh, North Carolina defeating Homewood, Illinois 12-1 in Mercy Rule fashion. So as we mentioned, the standings right now, the top two advance in each group. This is Group D play. Australia 2-0. Republic of Korea 1-1. Mexico 1-1. If Australia wins, they're automatically in. If Korea wins, if Korea and Australia in a tie, most likely both of them would advance then. Although Mexico might have something to say about that with Japan. So there is one crossover game. Mexico in D, Japan in C. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike, and the count 0-1. So leading off things for Australia, the 0-1 is swing and a miss, strike two. This is Travis Pezzana at the plate. So now it'll be an 0-2. Dong Yun Shun back on for another inning of work. Here's the 0-2. And that is outside. And the count, 1-2. A very entertaining and well-played game here so far by both sides. Here's the 1-2. Strike three called on the inside corner, and down goes Pezzana. So strikeout number three for Chun, and up next is Mitchell Schofield. So they have more of a hard C on that. We got some information. So it's Mitchell Schofield with one away. Here in this bottom of the third, base is clear. And it hit him. It hit Schofield. On the first pitch, Schofield was motioning for a bunt, and he takes one for the team. So Schofield, that looked like a fastball, too. But Schofield, it looks to be fine. So up next is Zachary Lawrence. Lawrence, the catcher, reached on a fielder's choice. Got an RBI for Australia. Here's the first pitch, and that one is chopped high for Chun. Comes off the mound, throws to first in time for the second out of the inning. So a sacrifice, 1-3 for Zachary Lawrence. Moves the runner over to second, and there's two away. Up next is Caleb Shepard, who also reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning. So Australia has the tying run in scoring position. So now two away. Chun steps back on the rubber. Looks in for the sign. Now looks back at second. Now here's the pitch. And that one is inside. And the count 1-0. It'll take a little bit longer on this at-bat to go through the signs. They have to go through double signs because of the runner on second. Now here's the 1-0, and that is inside ball two. So they've been in and in again to Caleb Shepard, the cleanup hitter, and the left fielder. So now it'll be a 2-0. Here's the pitch. And that is inside ball three. So Chun struggling here against Shepard. Only given up one walk so far tonight versus three strikeouts. But now faces a 3-0 count. Here's the 3-0, and that is ball four outside. I was wondering if they were going to do that. First base was open. That one was an intentional ball four. So Caleb Shepard on with a walk. So runners on first and second now with two outs. And up next is Kai Jackson. With first base open and you're already behind in the at-bat, pretty smart move by Correa to do that. Kai Jackson grounded out to right field because of the smaller nature of the field that is possible. First pitch is outside for a ball on the count 1-0. That one was hit shallow to right field. It was very smart play by the right fielder at the time, Young Woo Cha, able to throw that in right to first. 1-0 swing and a miss, strike one. Fastball, Jackson swung right through that one. So now it'll be a 1-1. Here's the pitch, and that one is outside, and the count 2-1. So now it'll be a 2-1. Here's the pitch, and that is low. And the count now, 3-1. So good job by Jackson in this at-bat, really working Chun here. Runners on first and second, two outs, bottom of the third. Korea 2, Australia 1. Australia threatening, though. Here's the 3-1, and this one is chopped up towards Chun. Misplayed it for a second, picks it up, throws to first in time for the final out of the inning. So a ground out 1-3, and that ends the bottom of the third inning. No runs, no hits, and one left because of the hit batsman. At the end of three innings of play, it's Korea 2, Australia 1. Back in a moment, this is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to the top of the fourth inning. Korea leads Australia 2-1. Rob Dawson on hand here. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday evening. We want to remind you about the TuneIn app. Stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. Just search for SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2 and listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet, thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. We're here in the top of the fourth inning. Leading things off is Jimin Kim. And the first pitch is a strike call down the outside corner, and the count 0-1. Kai Jackson on for another inning of work for Australia, it appears. He has pitched very well. Here's the 0-1, and this one is hit in towards no man's land. It's going to dump it, and it's going to get past the left fielder, but not too far away. Kim sliding into second. He's in there with a double. So Stacy was backing up, coming in from left field. For Australia was Caleb Shepard. Shepard tried to make a play. It bounced over his glove and got past him. So that's always dangerous, but it did not get past him very far. So Kim is on with a double. No one touched it. So up next is Jung Min Lee, center fielder. So Korea trying to perhaps get some insurance to throw to second, not in time. Kim gets back. Kim had a wide lead at second. Stacy made the sweeping tag that time. Much better run play by Australia. Really almost fooled Kim. So now Jackson looks back at second. Now throws to first. Throws home, rather. And the first pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one to Lee. Lee had a strikeout back in the second inning. Just past 6:30 here in the East Coast in Aberdeen, Maryland. So now here's the 0-1. That is swing and a miss. Strike two. So Lee fooled on that one on the outside part of the plate. Two strikeouts so far for Jackson in the game so far. Looking for strikeout number three. Correa trying to tack on insurance. Here's the 0-2, and this one is popped up a mile high in right field. Actually could carry. Now the warning track, a jumping catch by the right fielder for the first out of the inning. Tagging up from second to third is Kim. But making the catch was Matthew Martin. The ball seemed to trick him a little bit. Martin had to make a jumping catch before it went over him. He actually still had more room behind him. I don't think he knew how much room he had. So that is out number one. So Jungmin Lee gets a sacrifice fly. The ball seemed to carry more than I thought. Now it looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter here for Korea. Looks like it's going to be Min Sung Kai. Actually, they're going to say it's Min Sung Ki. So the long E sound. So one away and a runner on third. That was a big sacrifice fly for Lee. And now it'll be Ki. From Lee to Ki. And a runner on third with one out. So now Jackson looks over towards third. Now throws home. And the pitch is in the dirt. Diving on it was Lawrence, able to corral it. Count 1-0. Big moment here, top of the fourth inning. Remember, we play six innings here. So we're already in the second half of this game. So now it'll be a 1-0. Here's the pitch. And this one is low for a ball on the count 2-0. One out here with a runner on third. Here's the 2-0, and that is in the dirt, ball three. So now the count, three balls and no strikes, one out. At this point, do you walk Key to get to Chun to perhaps get a double play? Here's the 3-0, and that is low, ball four. So that's what happens. They were not intentionally doing that, but a walk for Key. Runners on first and third, a double play can get them out of the inning. So Dongyun Chun at the plate. He grounded out in the second inning. And now throw back over to first, not in time. So now one away still. Jackson looks back at first. Now throws to home. Pitch is outside. That was a pitch out. And running from first to second, stealing the base, was Min Sung Ki. So stolen base at second. Count 1-0. So now it's second and third. That's a big one there that takes away the double play possibility. Here's the 1-0, and this one is hit and over the head of the second baseman into right field. One run's going to come in for Korea. That's all they'll get. That's Jimin Kim coming in to score. It's an RBI single for Dongyun Chun, and Korea takes a 3-1 lead. So the plan to walk Key backfired for Australia. Running all the way to third was Key. And Chun is on at first. There goes the runner, Chun. Wide run. The first pitch home is low for a ball, and they count 1-0. So now it's runners on second and third. So Chun, stolen base. Back up to the top of the order is Min Park. So now it'll be a 1-0. And this one is popped up towards shallow right field. Coming on is Martin to make the catch for out number two. That's going to get in a run. So it's a sacrifice fly RBI for Min Park. And now Korea's up 4-1. So score run for Key. Chun moves to third. And now there are two away. So Jun Sang Kim replacing Young-Woo Cha. Cha came out of the game in the third after sliding into first. So now throw over to third, not in time. So now two away. And now Kim showing bunt. And now gets away from the catcher. And then coming in from third is safe is Chun. And it's 5-1. Score run for Chun. Run on the wild pitch. And it's 5-1 Korea. They've come in. They've now had three in the inning. And now the bases are clear. So Kim took that for a ball. The righty backed away. Enough for Chun to come in to score. So an important run. Now, here's the 1-0, and this one is hit off the end of the bat. Coming in at first to make the catch in foul territory is Michael Tovey, and that's the end of the inning. But not before three runs come across the plate for Korea. It is three runs on two hits, and they leave none. And also scoring on that one wild pitch. We come to the end of 3.5 innings of play. It's Korea 5, Australia 1. Back in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Last of the fourth inning here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Rob Dawson here on SFMSports.net. Thank you for joining us here on this Monday night, day four of the Cal Ripken World Series, culminating on Saturday, August 16th. The World Championship at 8 o'clock. So Dunyun Chun coming on for another inning of work. Korea plated three runs in that top of the inning. So they have had now some insurance to work with, and this is always dangerous when you have a good pitcher like Chun on the mound. Just a reminder, coming up after this game, one more game of the night. That's Japan versus Mexico. It's coming up from Cal Senior's Yard. So Michael Tovey, the big first baseman, digs in at the plate on the left side, going up against the righty Chun. So now here's the wind and the delivery, and the pitch is low and in the dirt, and the count 1-0. So Australia has not scored since the first inning. They have gotten some runners on in the third, but failed to score any runs. Now here's the 1-0. That is a strike called on the outside corner, and the count evens at 1-1. In at first and third are the fielders. 1-1 is fouled away. And the count, 1-2. Korea trying to get to 2-1. If they do that, Australia falls to 2-1 so that there's a tie for first place in the group. Of course, they would have to worry about Japan and Mexico tonight. Mexico in Group D, that's 1-2. Strike three called. And down goes Tovey. So that's a strikeout. Another one for Chun. I might count that as 4 strikeouts. Matthew Martin, the right fielder, with 1 away. So now here's the pitch from Chun. And that is a ball outside, just missing. We've seen that outside pitch called a number of times here, but that one apparently just outside. So now the count 1-0. Here's the pitch, and that one is swing and a miss. Strike one. Just behind on that one was Martin on the end of the bat when chasing for it. So now the count 1-1. Now here's the pitch, and that one off speed, fooling Martin. Then is strike two. So Dong Yun Chun is in a groove here. He is at 1-2. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And down goes Martin. So that is 2 outs here in the inning. 2 strikeouts. That is strikeout number 5 for Chun. So up next is Ethan Stacy. So now 2 away, here's the pitch. And that is a strike called on the outside corner. And the count 0-1. This will be a huge inning for Korea if they could complete a 1-2-3 after scoring 3 in the top half of the inning. Here's the 0-1, and that is low. And the count 1-1. Want to remind everyone, of course, we'll have the post-game ceremonies with both teams and the Player of the Game awards for both teams. The 1-1 is fouled away. That one ripped foul behind the third base side. Almost into the gift shop area. Gift shop tent. So now it'll be a 1-2. And the pitch is chopped on the ground, hit towards short. Throw over to first in time for the final out in the inning. So 2 strikeouts and a ground out. The extent of the inning for Australia. We've come to the end of 4. No runs, no hits, and no one left. It's Korea 5, Australia 1. We'll be back in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on 2 things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Top of the 5th inning here in Aberdeen, Maryland. It is Korea 5, Australia 1 in international pool play of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Rob Dawson here, and I'll be here for one more game tonight. It's Japan versus Mexico. So getting into the final 2 innings of play. And Australia has some work to do. Korea has a 5-1 lead. A very important 4th inning for Korea. Able to score 3 runs. Goni Kim, the catcher, leads things off against Kai Jackson on for another inning of work. First pitch is a strike, and the count 0-1. And now time is called. Time was called by the umpire. I don't see what it was, but now here's the 0-1. And this one is roped into right field. Making the jumping catch is Matthew Martin for the first out of the inning. That one had a little extra zip on it, and Martin was a little bit fooled, but able to make the catch for the first out. So Goni Kim flies out. Up next is Sungwon Lee. And there's one away. A very important first out for Kai Jackson and the Australia team. Here's the first pitch, and that is low for a ball. And the count 1-0. Now here's the pitch. And that one is high. So now the count, 2 balls and no strike. Here in the top of the fifth inning, the lights are now on. And now the 2-0 is fouled away. Off the end of the bat, count 2 balls and 1 strike. A very cloudy, overcast day. Temperatures in the low 80s, probably falling to the upper 70s throughout the evening. So now it'll be a 2-1. And that one is fouled away. And the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. It is supposed to be picture-perfect Wednesday through Saturday. However, it is supposed to rain tomorrow at some point, so we might see some delayed action. Now here's the 2-2, and this one is hit down the left field line. That is going to be fair and bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. So Sungwon Lee, it's a ground rule double. And he is on second. So that one about a couple feet fair. And Caleb Shepard was trying to get there, but had to play that on a hop. And that is probably a break for Australia, because if that had gone into the corner, there's a good chance that Lee was going to take three on the play. So Woo Young Lee now at the plate. Sungwon Lee on the base pass and throw back to second to keep Lee honest. Lee gets back in time. Wind blowing from first base towards left field. Now Jackson throws again, but it took too long to develop. Lee saw that right away, headed back to second. Not in time is the throw. So now runner on second, one out, Correa up 5-1. Jackson looks and now throws home, and the pitch is low for a ball, and the count 1-0. Woo Young Lee had a strikeout in the first inning and a pop-up in the third, so he is 0-2 on the day. So now the count 1-0. Jackson makes a movement there to flinching, now throw to second. Now throw home, and that is a ball inside, and the count 2 balls and no strikes. So now it'll be a 2-0. Here's the pitch, and this one is chopped over the third baseman in the left field down the line. Rounding third and coming in to score is Sungwon Lee. And going into second with an RBI double is Woo Young Lee. And Korea has a 6-1 lead. So score a run for Sungwon. And now this is Jumin Kim. And now we might have a pitching change coming, or a talk. Let's see what it's going to be. Dean Marnell comes to the mound. Talk to Kai Jackson. So Kai Jackson will come out, gets a handshake from the umpire, nice gesture by him. So now we have a new pitcher on for Australia. It is going to be number 7, Curtis King. That's Curtis with a K. And he will be the new pitcher for Australia. Well, we want to take this a moment to remind you about Championship Weekend. All week, the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in Championship Weekend. Friday, Championship Weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5, followed by the International Championship at 7:30. Then we'll broadcast the World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45. Get the schedule, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. And, of course, the fun doesn't stop after this game is over. One more of the night. It is Japan versus Mexico, and that's an 8 o'clock start. So we hope you can join us for that. That will be shortly after this one is over. So Curtis King, the new pitcher for Australia, taking his warm-up tosses. We'll give you a chance to recap what has happened earlier today. First at Cal Senior's Yard, in international play, it was Dominican Republic over New Zealand 7-6. Thrilling game in that one. Dominican Republic gets their first win of the international division. Puerto Rico beat Canada 13-3. So Puerto Rico moves to 3-0 in the international group C. And Canada is 0-3 in the tournament. And in United States play, it was Hartford County over Denver, Colorado, 8-2. Hartford County is 3-0. And Denver, Colorado is 1-1. Now we're back ready for play. And the pitch gets away from the catcher on the first pitch from Curtis King. Going into third for Korea. On the play is Woo Young Lee. So Jimin Kim, first pitch, doesn't even get to do anything with that. That goes in the dirt. So now a runner on third. And the 1-0 is a strike, and the count 1-1. Kim was showing bunt. So now, 1-1. 1 out here in the top of the fifth. Correa already has one in. 1-1 gets away from the catcher, but Lawrence able to get to that one quickly. And again, now 2-1. Over at Nationals Yard today, it was Prince George's County over Hanford, California, 9-2. And this one is hit up the middle for a base hit on the ground. And coming in from third to score is Woo Young Lee. Standing on first with an RBI single is Jimin Kim. It is now 7-1 Korea. So Prince George's County 2-0 in Group A play in the United States portion of things. Meridian, Idaho defeated Danbury, Connecticut 4-3. There goes the runner from first, and there will be no throw. The pitch home was a strike to Jungmin Lee. So Kim takes second on a stolen base. So now here's the 0-1 off speed, swing and a miss, strike two. Actually, he caught a piece of that one. That was a foul ball, so 0-2. Meridian, Idaho, as I said, beat Danbury, Connecticut 4-3. So they picked up their first win, Idaho did. Danbury, Connecticut is 1-2. And the 0-2 called strike three, and down goes Lee. So Min Sung Kee is up next, who came into the game in progress, got a walk, and then eventually came around to score. So now it is 7-1 Korea here in the fifth now with 2 outs and a runner on second. And that pitch gets away all the way to the backstop, and going in towards third and making it there was Kim. So he is standing on third. That is Jimin Kim. And Min Sung Kee still at the plate. It's a 1-0 count after that. So Curtis King quite erratic. So now it'll be a 1-0. Here's the pitch. And that one is called strike on the outside corner. Count evens at 1-1. Here, quite a crowd here. Underneath us, the 1-1, and that is fouled away off the end of the bat. Count 1-2. Not a lot of people sitting towards the left field and right field lines for this one. More right field than left field. That's where the Australia team is, right behind the Australian dugout on the first base side. Korea, not as many fans. Third base side. And here's the 1-2, and that one is fouled away into the protective netting. And we'll do it again in the count 1-2. Interesting for Korea. We'll get to it in a moment. Here's the 1-2, and that is swing and a miss, strike three. Now the throw over to first and make it official for the final out of the inning. That strike three was in the dirt, but nonetheless, strike three and a strikeout for Curtis King. But not before Korea scores two runs. They get two runs on one, two, three hits, and they leave one. At the end of 4.5 innings of play, it is Korea 7, Australia 1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Rob Dawson here, and we bring up the PA feed because we think we might have some substitutions here. So they're playing the music in the background as well. We have a new pitcher on, that is Jungmin Lee. And he comes from center field, so we're trying to see who the center fielder is. And now here we might have an announcement.
Begin to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning.
Well, not really. We'll try and see who is in center field for Korea. And nevertheless, the leading off things for Australia is Zachary Lawrence. And Lawrence bunts this one away foul on the count 0-1. So Australia, six runs to make here. Sixth innings. Play six innings. So up next, here is the 0-1. And the pitch from Lee. And that is a strike in the count 0-2. So now it'll be an 0-2. Here's the pitch. And that one well inside. And that one almost hit the batter for Australia, Brandon Bedois. And now they're going to take a look at Brandon Bedois. Count is 1-2. So we stand here as they tend to boudoir. As they are testing to see if he had pulled a muscle, I think. Well, we'll take this moment to let you know about the social media. The world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with SFMSports.net on social media. We'll have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SFMSportsNet. So 1-2 the count. And Boudoir is fine. Now here's the 1-2, and that is fouled away. So Boudoir still in the box. Boudoir has a single in his first at-bat. So 7-1 Korea. We believe Dong-Yun Chun is in center field. We're going to go with that. We haven't gotten official confirmation of anything, because Lee came from there. The 1-2 is strike three called, and down goes Boudoir. So that is strikeout number one. Back up to the top of the order in Travis Bazzano. Bazzano got a single in the first inning and a strikeout in the third. So he's 1-for-2 on the day. Now it'll be a first pitch to Bazzano, and that is fouled away in the count 0-1. If Australia were to lose, this would be their first loss in international play. They are 2-0. So now it'll be an 0-1. Here's the pitch. And this one is called strike two. And the count, no balls and two strikes. Australia beat Canada 11-4 yesterday. And 6-2 over Mexico on Saturday. Here's the 0-2, and this one is chopped up towards first on the ground. And picking it up and making the play at first for the second out of the inning. So grand out three on the play. Sungwon Lee, who's moved over, I believe, from third to first as well. So I think there's more substitutions here. So there's two away. Now next is Mitchell Schofield. And the first pitch is in the dirt, goes all the way to the backstop, and the count 1-0. So I think we'll see if who is at third then. If that's Chung. So now it'll be a 1-0. Here's the pitch, and that is in the dirt, and they count two balls and no strikes. Reminder, one more game of the day. It's Japan versus Mexico. That's a crossover game. Japan in Group C, Mexico in Group D. Mexico, win or loss would be important to these teams. The 2-0 is hit on the ground into center field for a base hit. So Schofield is on with a single, two-out single, and up next is Zachary Lawrence. Australia tries to build a rally here in the fifth. Sungwon Lee, as we mentioned before, is definitely now at first base. We can clearly see number 10. So now two away, and here's the pitch, and that one is in the dirt, and they count one ball and no strikes. So now it'll be a 1-0. Here's the pitch, and this one is chopped up over at short. Throw over to first in time for the final out of the inning. So ground out 6-3, and the side is retired for Australia. No runs, one hit, and one left. At the end of five innings of play, it is Korea 7, Australia 1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention it's free? That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Mitchell Chase.
So as you caught the tail end of that, top of the sixth inning substitution, Mitchell Chase is in at first base for Australia, in for Michael Tovey. So Curtis King is on for another inning of work. Rob Dawson on hand here at Aberdeen, Maryland, as Korea tries to hold on to a 7-1 lead. Final inning of play here in this Group D matchup. We'll have a crossover international game coming up at 8 o'clock. Right here on SFMSports.net. Dong-Yun Chun leads things off, and we're not really sure where he is playing, but he was starting as the pitcher. And the count now 1-0. And the 1-0 is a strike, and the count 1-1. So now it'll be a 1-1 from King. And that is called a strike again. So now the count 1-2. Chun is a batter, is grounded out in the second inning and then got an RBI single, stolen base, and got a run on a wild pitch. The 1-2 is hit in the air towards center. And coming on and making the catch for the first out of the inning is center fielder Mitchell Schofield. So that's out number one. So Min Park back up to the top of the order for Korea. He's been at the plate three times today. Has two official at-bats. Grounded out the third and sac fly RBI in the fourth. He got a walk in the first inning. Eventually came around to score. Now is the 1-0. And this one is low. Actually, no. Called a strike. I beg your pardon. And the count evens at 1-1. Now here's the pitch, and this one is roped into left field, but right to the left fielder, Caleb Shepard, making the catch for out number two. So Jun Sang Kim up to the plate. Also got a pop-up back in the fourth inning in his last at-bat. First pitch, and that's a strike, and the count 0-1. So two away. Here's the 0-1, and that is to the protective netting in the dirt. Count 1-1. So Australia trying to keep put a zero up here and see what they can do about the six-run differential here in the sixth and final inning. Here's the 1-1 at its high. Now the count, 2-1. So that'll be a 2-1. This one chopped up, and that is foul down the left field line. Just out of the outstretched arms of Brandon Bedois down the left field line. Now the count, 2-2. If Bedois had made a play, I think it would have been very difficult to assume that he would be able to get Kim at first base. So in that regard, probably not a bad thing that it went foul. So now it'll be a 2-2. And this one is chopped weakly now. Easier play for Bedois. Throws off the back foot to first in time for the final out of the inning. So a ground out 5-3. 1-2-3 goes Correa in the top half of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no one left. Last licks for Australia. We come to the end of 5.5. It's Korea 7, Australia 1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Bottom of the sixth inning, last opportunity for Australia to try and get some runs as they trail Korea 7-1. Rob Dawson on hand here, and we want to remind you about the TuneIn app. Stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. Or just search for SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2, then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet, thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. So we're here in Aberdeen, Maryland. A cloudy Aberdeen, Maryland here. And still pitching for Korea is Jung Min Lee, the left-hander. And due up in the inning, unless there is a pinch hitter, it should be Caleb Shepard, Kai Jackson. However, that would be Curtis King, actually, at this point. So Caleb Shepard, Curtis King, and Mitchell Chase would be due up here in the inning. So we'll see what Australia has. Caleb Shepard will be the first up. Grounded out in the first inning and in the third inning. Yes, he grounded out 9-3 in the first inning. The ball was hit so sharply by... Actually, my mistake. That was Jackson earlier in the inning. Shepard reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning and walked in the third. So he's 0 for 1. So now here's the pitch from the lefty, and the first pitch is a ball, and the count 1-0. The lefty Lee pitching from the mound. So now it'll be a 1-0. Here's the pitch, and that is off the catcher's foot. After Goni Kim's foot behind the plate, and the count 2 balls and no strikes. One more game coming up for you at 8 o'clock, Japan versus Mexico. So that'll be a 2-0. And the pitch is swing and a miss, strike one. Swinging right through that was Caleb Shepard. Sure to tune in after the game. We'll have the full ceremony after the game where they award a player of the game from each team. So now it'll be a 2-1 from Lee. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Now a hitter's count for Shepard. Count 3 balls and 1 strike. So now it'll be a 3-1. Here's the pitch. And that one is ball four. So Shepard is on with a walk. And up next is Curtis King. So nobody out here. Australia building the rally piece by piece. They have a runner at first. Down 7-1. Australia... undefeated record through pool play in jeopardy. Korea trying to get their second win. So now the shift is on for Korea in the outfield. First pitch is a strike. Dun-Yun Chun in center field has moved over more towards left center now. Large gap in right center field. Now here's the 0-1. And this one outside. Seeing that there is a righty up the plate, that's what they wanted to do. So now it'll be a 1-1. Here's the pitch. That is a checked swing. Yes, he went around, says the home plate umpire. So now they count 1-2. So now the 1-2 is chopped up towards second. Could be two. Throw to short for one. On to first. Double play. They got him. So a 4-6-3 turn by Korea. And two outs now for Australia. They're down to their final out. So Zach Mansfield is pinch hitting here. Actually, I suspect that Mansfield was actually playing first rather than Mitchell Chase. I think that was an incorrect announcement by the public address system. So first pitch is a strike on the outside corner and the count 0-1. Thought I saw a 15, but didn't believe my eyes. And I was wrong for it. The 0-1 inside. And Mansfield falls down. And in the batter's box. And the count 1-1. So now the count even. 1-1. Here's the pitch. And that is just outside for a ball. And the count 2-1. Australia down 7-1. So now it'll be a 2-1. Here's the pitch. And that is a strike called. And the count 2-2. So down to the last strike now is Australia. Korean fans starting to get excited. So now it'll be a 2-2. And this one is hit towards right center field. Long run for Chun, but comes in and makes the catch. And Korea wins 7-1 here in pool play. They improve to a 2-1 record. Australia falls to 2-1. For the final inning, no runs, no hits, and none left because of the double play. And now let's go to the field for the post-game celebration.
The Ron Tellefson Player of the Game Award is presented in recognition of Babe Ruth League, Inc.'s late president and CEO, Ron Tellefson. His commitment to our nation's youth was unsurpassed. His primary objective was that every child has the opportunity to play in this great game. Presenting the award today is Al Selanik. Today's Tellefson Award winner for the visiting team, number 19, Dong-Hyun Chun. Tonight's Tellefson Award winner for the home team Australia, number 8, Ethan Stacey. Congratulations to these outstanding players.
All right, so there you have it here, the players that were announced. And now they will shake hands at home plate and Korea wins 7-1. We'll be back to recap the game in a moment. We will take our final in-game break here. We'll come back and give you a brief recap if you missed the game. And we'll have an extended break until our next airtime, which is coming up at 7:50 p.m. Eastern Time for the final game Japan versus Mexico. But first, a break, and we recap this one. That's coming up next. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland, as we wrap up the 5:30 p.m. game. Game number 4 of the day here from Cal Senior's Yard, and Korea wins over Australia 7-1 as the teams just taken the bye team photo. Of course, friends for a lifetime here with their team and other teams that they've been able to meet in Aberdeen this week. The final line score, for Korea, 7 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 4 men left on base. For Australia, 1 run on 3 hits, no errors, and they leave 6. A brief recap of the game. And we got things started off pretty quickly here in the first inning. Korea plated 2 runs in the inning. Min Park and Youngwoo Cha were able to get on with walks, and then Sungwon Lee able to get him home with a 2-run single in the first inning. Korea led 2-0 after half of an inning of play, but Australia answered back with one of their own in the bottom of the first inning. They would be their only run of the game. Travis Bazana was able to get on with a single, and then Mitchell Schofield reached on an error. And then Zachary Lawrence, after the runners advanced to second and third, Zachary Lawrence was able to reach on a fielder's choice. That was able to get a 1-run in, and that was the extent of the scoring. 2-1 Korea over Australia. Second and third, no scoring until we got to the fourth inning. Both pitchers pitched very well through the first three innings. Kai Jackson worked into a couple of jams in the first and third. Dong-Yun Chun, simply brilliant for Korea, as we saw back on Saturday. And both pitched very well. We head to the fourth inning. That was the big inning for Korea. They scored 3 runs in the inning. It got started off in grand fashion with a double by Jimin Kim. And then Youngmin Lee was able to get a sacrifice fly to get him over. So that was a runner on third. Then Min Sung Ki was able to get on with a walk. So that made it runners on first and third. And then he stole second base. So runners on second and third with the entire right side of the field open. Dong-Yun Chun able to get an RBI single to make it 3-1. And then a sacrifice fly RBI by Min Park made it 4-1. And that was the extent of the scoring, as their Min Sung Ki able to come home on a wild pitch. Dong-Yun Chun got the RBI single. Then he came in a wild pitch to make it 5-1, while Jun Sang Kim was up at the plate. So 5-1 the score at the end of 4. And then at the fifth inning, Korea added 2 more runs for good measure. Sungwon Lee got a ground rule double to get things started off in the fifth inning. Then Woo Young Lee came on, got an RBI double to make it 6-1. And then Jimin Kim again got an RBI single and a stolen base to go along with it, but an RBI single to make it 7-1. And that is how we got to the final score. So Korea improves to 2-1 in group play. They are now in a tie with Australia, who is 2-1 also in group play. Mexico is 1-1. They play next against Japan, and New Zealand is 0-3. So Mexico could join Australia and Korea at 2-1 apiece. That would put up a very exciting final day in Group D play if that happened. So we will take our post-game break. We'll come back and wrap this one up here from Aberdeen, Maryland. Back in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer.
Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Rob Dawson back here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we wrap up game four of the day here at Cal Seniors Yard with Korea over Japan. Korea, that is, over Australia, mind you, 7-1 the final score. Korea 7, Australia 1, and Korea improves to 2-1 in pool play, and Australia falls to 2-1 in pool play. Coming up next is Japan versus Mexico, and both of those teams are warming up right here. Should be a good matchup. This is a crossover matchup between the international groups. Japan in Group C, 2-0, going up against Mexico, 1-1 in Group D. Special thanks goes to our executive producer, Steve Clendenin, and as well as the entire staff at Baroon PR and across with the Ripken Experience, who are putting on a great show here during this entire tournament. We thank them so much for helping us out with today's broadcast. Rob Dawson reminding you to stay tuned. Coming up in 17 minutes from now, we will be on the air again, 7:50 p.m. in front of an 8 o'clock start with Japan and Mexico. Be sure to stay tuned for that one right here on SFM Sports Channel 1. And now for our executive producer, Steve Clendenin, I'm Rob Dawson saying so long. We'll see you in 16 minutes. Korea beats Australia 7-1. You've been listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.